It's looking like it's going to be a quiet July 3rd this year on Sandy Beach. An annual private fireworks celebration held for the last 5 years by resident Brett McCurley has been put on notice by the state that it cannot happen. McCurley says the fire marshal told him he cannot do the display without a license and insurance. McCurley says he's looking for ways to keep doing the show after complaints arose over a fire that started during a New Year's event.
Because last year we had an incident where an unleashed dog had ran out onto the field and went and tried to grab one of the cakes that was on a board, and we chased him off. So this year we were planning on making a whole fenced area so that we could be safe and so that people could feel secure. And then just recently, like I said, I had a phone call from the fire marshal that pretty much stated that we can't do the show.
According to Juneau Fire Chief Rich Etheridge, a complaint from the state warranted their investigation of McCurley.
We received a complaint from the state fire marshal's office that Mr. McCurley had a large quantity of possibly commercial-grade fireworks stored in Juneau. They were concerned about the quantity of it and the fact that he doesn't have any kind of a license or permit to do these kind of activities. And putting on a fireworks show requires state permits and insurance policies because they are hazardous.
Etheridge says McCurley likely doesn't have a permit or the insurance for the fireworks or the show, but that they are willing to work with him.
To our knowledge, those aren't in place, and we're right now meeting with other department directors to find out a little bit more information and looking to get some information from this gentleman to find out exactly what is it they're looking at doing and how can we accommodate what they're trying to do, but do it legally and not break state and federal laws.
That's Capital City Fire Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge.